With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know how there's the 10-year challenge on Facebook? I gave in and I did it. Usually I don't really do those trends, but something about it, I just wanted to reminisce. And a friend of mine commented on there talking about how I had a whole 10 years to collect a bunch of chains and I failed. And that's because like I had this photo where I'm literally wearing just like a bunch of chains.
Your photo is peak 2012. Like it's adorable, but I was like, you can absolutely tell like that's from 2012.
Were you like going to the club?
I was working at Armani Exchange at the time on the Santa Monica Promenade.
It was a vibe.
Okay. And I was in the dressing room and I was like, I'm going to take a picture of myself. And those chains are just, I would go to kind of like the fashion district in LA and just pick up yards of chains, all different types of chains, because I like to make my own jewelry.
Yeah, they were like on your arms almost.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So at that time, I just decided to wrap myself in chains. Yeah, I was just like working
you
with a bunch
Alex
of chains.
Alex in chains.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sometimes I take parts of ripped jeans and like use them as like pendants and like tie them onto the chains.
That's cool.
It was just ridiculousness. But I was trying to remember like who was I at that time? Like what was I listening to? Like what was I doing? And I remember one thing from 2012. If there's anything I remember, is always listening to Finally Famous by Big Sean at the time, and especially the song Dance. You know, the one that goes ass, ass, ass. And
oh, my God. I knew Nicki's entire verse to that song.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I would impress my friends with it all the time.
That was how I felt all of 2012. And that was just ass, ass in my mind. Like everywhere I went, I can just be like getting something at McDonald's. Ass, ass,
ass, ass,
anything.
Ass.
Like going to the library.
This burger is going to go straight to my ass, 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 ass.
And yeah, I'm like, would I even like bring like who was I? Like right now, my top song on my playlist is Wheels on the Bus. So it's like a completely different contrast. And I'm wondering, like, is there anything from 10 years ago that you have now or like would like to have brought to the present or even into the future, like that you would like to see in the future?
I want to start with Nicole because she was like an infant 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago, I was in eighth grade. I was graduating eighth grade and going to freshman year of high school. So I'm trying to think what, I mean, that was quite a long time ago. I don't really remember much from that time. I guess I wanted to bring my friends from 2012 to 2022, but.
That's nice. What were you guys doing together at the time? Like, was there any like jam sessions that you guys would do?
No,
we
were just a really.
Sleepovers or something? Or like,
we were just a really fun group and I kind of just distanced myself from them because. Of reasons that I will not say on the podcast.
My bad.
Spill the tea on the podcast for everyone to hear.
Okay.
I'm ready for the steaming liquid.
I found out
like, we found our format change, you guys.
Yes. So if you're listening, I told them this, and this is why I left the friend group. They had a group chat without me and always hang out without me. And I found out and I got very upset because I have feelings.
Yeah.
But besides the point,
and
what I wanted
like
to bring.
That, you weren't friends.
Yes.
You're staying in 2012.
Yes. But besides the point, what I wanted to bring to 2022 from 2012, gosh, maybe Jersey Shore.
Yo,
I loved Jersey
that's not
Shore.
A bad idea.
Jersey
I hated Shore. Jersey Shore, but.
I loved Jersey Shore.
That was
Shore.
Such a fun
definitely
show, a but now they're all parents and are married and have lives of their own. So I suppose it wouldn't be as fun.
They had a reunion thing last
they
year.
Did.
Didn't they?
They did, and it was entertaining. But yeah, once you get married and start popping out babies, your life isn't as fun anymore. Sorry,
yeah.
Y'all. I'm married. It's like, I mean,
you're not telling lies.
But yeah, I can't really think of much to be honest. Definitely Jersey Shore. But other than that, probably some good music. Taylor Swift's 2012 era was definitely a bop. I don't listen to her now, but 2012 Taylor Swift I totally bring to 2022 as well.
It's weird because I'm celebrating my 10-year wedding anniversary this year.
Aww.
And so I've been thinking a lot about 10 years ago and looking at pictures from our wedding and stuff like that. And outside of having kids, my life really hasn't changed that much. I still listen to the same kind of music. I still watch a lot of the same shows. Like Florence and the Machine. I was really, really into Florence and the Machine in 2012. And still am. Got a Florence vinyl for Christmas. So How I Met Your Mother, I think, was like a big deal for me back in 2012. But I don't know if I'd bring that back now. Like How I Met Your Father is coming out this month, and I'm not really excited about it. So,
oh, God, I know. I'm very iffy about that.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. Some things should just stay back there, and maybe they're still my favorite because of the nostalgia associated with them, you know. But 10 years from now, I would like to see The Simpsons still on the air just because I don't want it to ever die. And some iteration of Law & Order still on the air. Not necessarily SVU because...
You know what, though? What I saw your kind of like comparison tenure, the challenge, and you look exactly the same.
Yeah, you
as
do.
You did 10 years ago.
Vampire confirmed.
That's what I'm trying to figure
we drink
out
that,
here.
That Paul Rudd.
We only see her at night.
Elixir.
Just saying.
Have you ever seen Haley in the middle of the day? I mean,
what we do in the shadows.
2012, Shauna was blonde and had just graduated college and was living in sin with her boyfriend. Woo! We're married now. It's fine. Oh. I listened to a lot of the same things that I listen to now. I was really into a band called Circa Survive, which is still one of my favorite bands. Lady Gaga, of course, 2012, the year of Our Lady Gaga. Blessed be. AFI. It's just, you know, a lot of the same. But then thinking back to the TV shows that I was obsessed with, Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead, like we would go to our friend's house every single Sunday night and we'd all sit in the sofa. These are friends we don't even speak to anymore for one reason or the other. No tea, no shade. But we would all just sit in their couch and be watching Walking Dead every Sunday. That was like our ritual.
That was like top tier Walking Dead.
Yeah, that was
2011,
2012. Like Shane is still around Walking Dead. I mean, maybe some fan right now is probably listening like, he died in 2011. But yeah, I would say Breaking Bad and Walking Dead were probably my top tier shows in 2012. Things that I want to take with me in, you know, 2032. God. Gaga. Just Gaga. She's right. Still going to be amazing. So
cool. You know, I like it. I like it. Moral of the story. Do we ever change?
Some things change.
Time is a myth and nothing is real.
Coming in hot from Olympus Games in Mesa, Arizona.
It's the Pop Culture Junkie Podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is Pop Culture Junkie Podcast. This is your boy, Alexander Castillo Nunez, the whole name. And to my left and to my right, I got my junkies here who join me on the show. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Shauna Trinidad.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Haley.
And for the third time, this is the Pop Culture Junkie Podcast. If you didn't get it the first time, 5 seconds ago.
That's what you clicked on. So
that's what you clicked on. So that's what you're listening to.
Oh,
whether
man,
you
we're
like
professionals
it or not.
Here, you know? Yeah.
Just changing the format.
This is where we tell you about things that we watch, listen to, read, live, you know, pop culture junkie.
Live, laugh, love.
If you haven't noticed already, all we've been talking about is things we watch and love and how they affect our insides, a.k.a. hearts.
Bowels.
That's where I was.
Yeah.
Bowels.
Yep. I was thinking that too.
I was trying to avoid anything like
I'm
that.
I'm going to bring it back to poop.
We just want to keep you guys regular out there in the podcast verse.
All right. I got to admit. I was convinced, and I am now a Cobra Kai fan. I'm only 3 episodes in now. I stopped only because Brie and I were watching it together, and I don't want to, like, watch ahead of her. And I dig it. I think I was avoiding it because I feel like I've associated Karate Kid with trauma back in the day, so it took me a little bit to, like, watch it. But when I did, like, it was cool the way that they brought in the past, at least the original movies, into the present. And I'm sure you guys like talked about this, and that's part of the reason why I was interested in watching it, to kind of see how it works. And you know, it's funny, it's, you know, there's suspense in it, and I enjoy watching it. And the newest season came out recently, right?
Yeah, season 4.
Have you guys started watching it?
Watch the whole thing.
Yep. Done and done.
I watched the first episode and barely got through that.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it? What
is sacrilege.
I just.
Did you ever watch the first card?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I watched the first three seasons. I really enjoyed those. But the fourth season, I just could not really get into. I don't know if it's
the
just.
First, the four, okay. So I
yes,
thought
the
you
first
watched
the episode
first
of the
episode.
Fourth
okay.
season. Sorry. I could not just get into maybe. Just because no
it's
action
because
actually really
two
happened.
Old white guys now. No, there's four.
Isn't that what it's like?
Oh, there
it's
is
like
four.
They added a new one in.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God, that he
I
went
will,
to the party.
Yeah. I will say, though, that like Terry Silver at the beginning of season four, I was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about this because Karate Kid Part 3, what, like, I think I saw it when I was a kid.
It's the
and
weakest.
I,
for
yeah,
sure.
I hadn't seen it since. And I don't know. A lot of people were really hyped about it. And I was like, I don't know, whatever. And the beginning of season four, I was kind of like, who cares? Mm-hmm. Like, is that like another bad? But by the end of season four.
Yeah, dude.
It gets really intense. And Terry Silver ends up becoming a pretty epic villain. So
I say give it another shot, Nicole. Yeah.
No, I will. Yeah. I just cannot get past the first episode very much. But I really like the first three seasons. So I definitely will continue to watch it because I do like the show. So. I'll stick through it and do it.
My husband and I started describing it as Riverdale with karate. It's just nonsense. At any given point in time, it's just teenage heartache, adult heartache. The adults this season were really annoying. Yeah. Like, get over yourselves, y'all.
I feel like they've been annoying for a while. I will say the difference between this teen drama and other teen dramas, aside from karate, is like a self-awareness where like you have a montage this season of Johnny Lawrence training to fight Daniel LaRusso, and his training is just like running through the street, like breaking mailboxes, knocking a football out of a guy's hand on the beach, like just really ridiculous stuff where they embrace like the cheesy 80s nature.
Yeah.
When Terry Silver comes back, in the movies, it was just ridiculous because he had it out for Daniel for no reason. Like, why would you have this grown man out, like, mm-hmm. have it out for this teenage boy? But in the series, they explain, oh, I was, you know, all
hyped up
on cocaine.
Yeah.
What?
So yeah. There's, like, this self-awareness of we know that this stuff is cheesy and we are going to still give you cheesy karate stuff, but we're also going to give you lines like, you know, do you have any other random karate villains lurking out there that yeah. I don't know about? The one guy at the car dealership, why do I keep getting involved in these karate situations? So at least there's that, I think, where they're not trying to take themselves too seriously.
No, I totally agree. And I love that about this show. Like, it was just hilarious the entire time. I love when he's trying to, like, pimp out Miguel randomly and make him flex. And the girl's like, I'm asexual. And he goes, oh, he's asexual too. Look at him. Dead.
Yeah. Johnny's my favorite character, far and away. I feel like Billy Zabka needs all the awards. And I just love, like, the Billy Zabka renaissance. I love that for years. I went to IMDb, actually. We were watching season four, and I was scrolling through his filmography. I don't know if you guys have looked at it, but he did, like, Karate Kid. And then he did, like, dollar store bin movies for decades. I mean, like, I'm not talking, like, I'm talking like Z-list movies that nobody saw. He was probably getting paid in pizza for decades. And then we get Cobra Kai. And I just think that's so cool. And like, not to take it back to How I Met Your Mother, but on How I Met Your Mother, Barney is like a huge fan of Billy Zabka and always thought that Johnny Lawrence was the good guy. And I just love that, I don't know, these creators of the show saw that and said, what if we make a show based around that? Like, I don't know. I think it's brilliant. It's like one of my favorite shows. And I hate that I binge the whole thing in a day and a half. And
I
now
know.
I
and then there's nothing
year.
Left. Yeah. I loved the shirtless battle in the end. And they just look at the judge and he just shrugs like, yeah, I mean, of course they're shirtless. Like, of course they are.
What are they supposed to be?
I like he punched Robbie's gi off and then yeah. Hawk took off his shirt and then they were both shirtless and it was just kind of like, well, here we are, let's there we go. No, yeah. I loved it.
Definitely keep watching. I think it gets better. And you get to meet a new character this season, Kenny, which seems really promising.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying that they want him to be the live action Miles Morales, which I thought
he's
was kind of
so
cool.
Cute. He's yeah. such a cutie.
Okay, yeah, I like this. Yeah, yeah, I'll definitely continue watching. And yeah, it sounds like there's some some good things to look forward to.
I am dying to talk about the Dexter finale with Alex.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so we're going to talk spoilers in 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God.
Dexter dies. Dexter
Wait,
dies.
For real though?
I could have guessed that. His ass. Gosh,
he's
come on.
Dead.
It's funny because you were, before we watched it, before it aired, you were like, oh, I just hope he doesn't die.
Yeah, I texted you, I was like, hope they don't kill him.
And I was like, why would that even happen? And then it happened.
So yeah. They killed him, brought him back, and then killed him.
Okay, so in the first iteration of the show, he fakes his own death.
Yeah. Okay.
When they announced like the reboot or continuation, I guess I should say, I told my husband straight up, I was like, Harrison's going to kill Dexter. It's the only way it can end. And
I wasn't sure
I'm
about
really
that at first. I was actually kind of like upset because he pretty much had a choice. He didn't have to. I was like, just let him confess and like go to jail.
Though?
I mean, and that's the thing too. I think that's part of the reason why finally I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
It makes sense. This is the best way to close this off. Because at the end, he was talking about how he wanted a normal life.
Yeah.
And even if Dexter was put in jail for the rest of his life and was on death row, he would be known as
the son of the Bay Harbor Butcher.
Exactly.
Yep.
That would not be a normal life. And the only way he can do that was to, nobody really knows anything about the Bay Harbor Butcher or even that he has a son.
It's literally just with the police chief woman, his girlfriend, whose name I'm blanking on, and poor freaking guy from Miami.
Angel Batista.
Yeah, poor Batista, who's like going to show up in
Iron
Lakes.
I really wanted a scene between Angel and Dexter.
I know, me too.
And I thought it was going to happen. Teased it.
I'll be there the next morning. Just don't die between now and then.
How did he die?
His son shot him. I mean, at this point, Dexter had killed a cop.
Yeah, he's
I mean,
some
he
people that didn't deserve it.
He really like he was messy this season. He was sloppy. He taught Harrison the code.
Yeah.
He killed
a
guy in front of
Harrison. At first I
wanted
him to do that. I was like, yeah, do it, show him. And I was like, this isn't good for him.
Yeah.
Like when after he was actually like slicing somebody up in front of him, like I was questioning like, is this good for your son?
Exactly. And I think that's what they wanted us to feel.
I was questioning. That means that at some point.
At some point you are, though.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is good for him.
For like a second, you're like, Harrison's going to carry it on. And then once you hear the saw going through bone, you're like, wait, maybe
that's
this isn't cool. This isn't cool.
So he was like sawed to death?
No, Harrison shot Dexter.
Oh, you did say shot.
Yeah.
He shot him with a gun in the chest. But never Dexter mind. Basically told him to. He's like,
yeah,
do it. Like, right.
Yeah,
make sure you
necessary.
Take the safety off and aim right here. Mm. Like, do it.
So how many episodes were in this, like, revival?
10?
I think it was 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's not, but and it's done now.
It's
not
done.
Continuing. It was just this 10-episode revival.
Actually.
I don't know if I want it, honestly.
I think that they are teasing... and by the time this episode comes out, it might be official, like having it continue with Harrison. Mm. But I don't know because I don't think he has the dark passenger. I don't think he wants to kill people. I mean, he broke a kid's arm. There's a big leap from breaking kid's
That's
arm to like
murder. Say that because he does have a taste for this. They didn't show that he wasn't interested in it.
Yeah.
He went down there to watch this.
He's murder curious.
Yeah, he is. So, I mean... Maybe he does want to, you know, live a normal life and like, you know, figure out what that means and start, you know, life anew. But even still in the process, maybe the dark passenger becomes his dad.
Maybe he wants murder light.
Murder light.
Like diet soda. Like diet murder.
Oh,
murder light.
Like letting him go
like
at the
Bud
end?
Bud light.
What?
Murder light. Like, you know, like he's going to live his life with just a little murder on the side.
Okay. Just a little murder.
Like the diet coke of murder.
Okay.
But, I mean, Dexter was great.
Okay.
I'm sad to see him go, but I'm happy it ended that way because 10 years ago, I hated the ending. Hated it.
Yeah.
And I could easily hate this ending, but I feel like it was probably the best way to do it.
Yeah. I liked it. I think it summed it up well. I think it was the only way it could have gone.
How old is Harrison?
Ooh,
is a teenager, 15? High school, 16? Maybe 17, 18.
Dang.
He's old enough to be doing drugs and having sex.
Yeah.
Whatever that means now. What are you?
I know.
Yeah. Jeez. So pretty young, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Intense. I mean, I feel like it's good that you guys were satisfied with the ending. I can't tell you how many shows have come back in revival format only to disappoint me at every possible turn. So. At least, you know, quit while you're ahead.
I'm still a fan of a fan. That's a loose term of, and just like that, I begrudgingly watch every week.
You know, it did make me want to go back to the beginning and watch Dexter after that. Like, oh man, because you still feel like you want more.
Yeah. You want to see Dokes again?
Yeah. Oh man, the whole thing. Did you guys also watch Don't Look Up? Right?
Yes. Who didn't watch
Don't that's
Look,
like
right?
The craze right now. It's on all over the Netflix, all over the memes and the YouTubes.
All over the Netflix and the Twitters.
Yeah. Everybody's sharing it on their Instagram and internet pages.
Send it to the internet.
On their Tumblrs, Pinterest.
It's on my.
It's on my Zenga.
It's on my Zenga page.
Check out my live journal, you guys.
Just aged me
so it's
hard.
Just so interesting because because it's one of those things where it feels like it can happen, but also, like, is it happening now? And, you know, kind of just, because right now it feels like the end of the world, let me tell you the truth. Like, everything, it's just, right now it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
When
they had the political rally at the end, when they were like, don't look up. And I was just screaming at the TV, you just need one person. You just need one person to look up and, like, just be like, hey, there's literally a meteor coming at us. And I think that is what I just scream into the abyss every day. We just need one person to just be like, hey, this is stupid.
I think it was funny. My husband was cracking up the whole time. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen him laugh so hard.
They did great. I'd have to say the cast did an amazing job.
The dry humor is just so funny.
It was good satire, and I feel like a lot of times, if you're a logical human being existing in a society, can be challenging because we're constantly barraged by illogical people who, you know, refuse to see facts as facts or science as science or, you know, repost, retweet, lie after lie after lie. And so I liked it and it was funny and it was well done. I don't know if it works perfectly as an allegory for climate change specifically because.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did they say? I don't remember much now in the movie. Did they mention it was?
Well, I know the cast has, like, since they've been posting things and sharing things and stuff specifically about, like, combating climate change.
And I know, and, like, Leonardo DiCaprio was big on that.
Yeah, exactly. So I know that that was the motivation or the, you know, the underlying message of the movie. But I think the big difference, right, unlike a comet that is, like, going to kill everybody all at once, right, and is more obvious,
climate
I think.
Climate change is going to kill us all slowly over time.
Kind of.
It's almost the same, I feel, because the comet is light years away. Somebody catches it. It's almost like
they have
we
time
notice
to prepare.
These melting caps, like these caps, like melting these ice caps melting. Like it's almost like we notice that this is happening. We see the forest, you know, going ablaze. We see it coming towards us, and we're telling you it can end right now. And then you know, there's a whole process of like we have the plan right now, but we have to initiate it right now. And then they're like in the movie, oh, let's do something else with it. Let's make it a party or something.
We can make money out of this.
And that was my favorite part, was like the weird Mark Zuckerberg-y Elon Musk type Steve Jobs guy.
Oh, yeah. He was so creepy.
Coming in and you know, talking about how he can monetize it and how he didn't really know how, and the science wasn't really there, but it sounded good. And so people were like, yes, let's do that.
This all just feels like COVID to me, honestly. It's like this is crashing down on us. Everyone, look at the science. It's COVID is bad. Lots of people are dying and are going to continue to die. Oh, but the economy is doing good. I don't know.
or just this whole, like, oh, well, COVID's, you know, the flu or whatever until like your aunt dies then it suddenly it's real, you know. It's I don't know. I loved the cast, and I loved Tyler Perry and Kate Blanchett were my favorite.
Oh my god, as the anchors. So frustrating.
But it was so spot on,
funny,
right?
And frustrating.
Everything, we're just trying to make everything light, we're just trying to make it all entertaining. Like, man, if that isn't the truth with media, you know, let's just kind of brush everything under the rug and sugarcoat it.
I definitely loved Leonardo DiCaprio's performance in it. I thought it was, I mean, he's known to be like a great actor, or at least talented. And I thought in this one, he like put on a whole character. I think like his voice was like different. It was like different. You know, there's some Leonardo DiCaprio mannerisms, but it really, I liked seeing him like this. And he just looked like some regular dude.
He looked like a dude. Yeah. You weren't watching it like, I'm watching Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm watching Leonardo. Oh my God. Say that three times fast. Leonardo DiCaprio. You're like, I'm watching this scientist, this dumpy scientist guy who like is just a dude who really wants you to listen to him. Mm-hmm. I did love Jennifer Lawrence throughout the whole movie, just being so pissed that guy
about
charged
the snacks?
Her for snacks.
Yeah.
Just how it kept carrying through. Like, how did he think we wouldn't notice? Yes.
I loved Meryl Streep in it. I don't know why. She cracked me up the entire time. And also Jonah Hill when he was was on stage and he was like, if she wasn't my mother. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me.
It's a nice little Trump throwback right there.
He was introducing her and he said that. And then I also felt bad for Jennifer Lawrence in the movie because everyone thought she was crazy or insane. And I just wanted to say, she is legit, and if you don't believe her, oh my gosh, I felt so bad for her. And then Leonardo DiCaprio got all the credit, and was on
of course, we're gonna listen to the man,
face of a magazine, and everything. And then she was working at a grocery store. But
what was with Timothy Chalamet's character, though? I have to say, like,
which one's that?
He was the like young
random Christian
guy at the
skater
that she
boyfriend.
Loved at the end of it. Yeah, she was sitting next to dinner at
he
Leonardo
said
DiCaprio's
the
house.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so. I mean, I love him. Don't get me wrong, but he was just the most random addition.
Yes,
I kept thinking, like, what role is he supposed to play? Yeah. And I kept waiting for something significant to happen. And then he prayed, and then they all died. And I was like, I don't know what I just watched.
Oh man, God. I did think the Ariana Grande concert was useless.
That was so funny.
Why do we have to?
You know, honestly, I was looking forward to even having Kid Cudi there, and I didn't feel it was necessary.
It was so unnecessary, or at least it went on for too long.
Yeah. That's what it was.
She improvised some of her lines, though, in that song, which I found out, which is pretty
reading
pretty
the
funny.
Lyrics is pretty funny.
Yeah, my brother texts me, too. He's like, yo, did you hear that song? It's so good. And I trust my brother's music taste. And I'm like, dude, this is hilarious. This is comedy. Like, I wasn't sure if he was, like, actually telling me that it was a good song.
She's Ariana, so of course it's going to be kind of a bop no matter what.
I wonder how many.
Or at the end, it also got me, kind of, when Jonah Hill was just sitting there by himself. She's going to come back.
Yeah.
She's going to come back.
Oh, that was sad. That was really
sad. I kind of found it funny.
Do you guys watch the post-credit scene?
Yeah.
Did you watch all the way through the credits?
I didn't catch it.
I did not. What? I was watching the end of it with my mom, and I knew that there was something bad after post-credits, so I turned it off.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what it was.
I
Googled
it.
But.
So the surviving politicians who go off planet, remember they asked Leo if he wanted to come, and he's like, nah, I want to be with my family. It shows them in the future, like, and all of their pods open up and they're on a new planet and they're all butt-ass naked.
Yeah. Oh, no, I did see this. That's right. You know, that feels like the most realistic thing that could have that happened in that movie.
Meryl Streep's tramp stamp.
That was not added for the Meryl Streep.
Oh, man.
In conclusion, everybody watch Don't Look Up.
Wait for the post credits.
Yeah.
It makes sense to have these people land in some unknown planet and then just like get eaten up by the creatures that live there. Like, you don't belong here.
Just the hubris, right?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's only been a little over a week being in 2022. And, you know, we've already lost, you know, a couple, you know, legends in their own right in this time. One being Bob Saget, who passed at 65 not too long ago. It was sad. It was definitely a sad loss. It hit me as hard as Bernie Mac, honestly. And I was a big Bernie Mac fan. It was unexpected, you know?
It just out of nowhere. Like, yeah. I saw it on Twitter and I was like, no way. And then I immediately Googled Bob Saget. And at that point, nothing popped up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe this is just a hoax. And I kept refreshing the page. And then finally, the TMZ article popped up. And I'm like, this is insane. Just out of nowhere.
He had just performed a show in Orlando.
Yeah.
He had just posted on his Instagram. And man, 65 is young.
Too soon.
I think that, it was so shocking because he's a huge figure. I mean, he's been around for such a long time. And all of us 90s kids grew up with Full House. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't know a single house in the 90s that didn't have Full House.
I'm going to admit, I've never seen an episode of Full House in my entire life.
But you knew in Full House, right?
Oh, I knew what it was. I watched him on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, true. Exactly. He was doing that at the same time he was doing Full House, too. Like, he was a busy
guy.
Man, I don't know if you guys saw any of the, like, dedications that, you know, celebrities have been posting or some of the stories that they've been sharing. Again, he was on How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
And Allison Hannigan shared a really cool story of she actually babysat his daughters when she was a teenager. So before, you know, How I Met Your Mother was ever even a thing. And she shared a really cool story about that. And Jimmy Kimmel went on his show and cried his way through a dedication to him. And John Stamos posted, I mean, the whole Full House cast has posted, you know, numerous things about him because they really were like a family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But John Stamos post today, he shared this post on Tuesday that, like, I was literally bawling at my desk at work because it was so heartfelt. And it was all about how he's not ready to say goodbye. And so for now, he's still just out on tour. Bob's just still out on tour and he's playing his next show and we'll see him later, you know. And I think, obviously, grief is, I don't know, it just hits you. And I think this one hit me harder.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of celebrities and read about a lot of celebrities, you know, just like, you know, posting all these great things about them. But just showing how much people enjoyed being around Bob Saget, appreciated him. Like, he was just this, to me, it sounds from listening and, like, seeing these posts from these celebrities that this guy was, you know, it really meant something to a
nice
lot of people.
Guy. Yeah, that's what I kept gathering, too, is that everyone's just like, nobody had a bad word to say about this guy. He was just genuinely a nice dude.
Yeah, the other thing, too, I kept seeing from people and celebrities that were posting about him is he never was embarrassed to show his emotions, tell you how he felt, and he always ended every conversation saying, I love you, to whoever he was talking to. And I think that's just a really big eye-opener. Nowadays, with everything going on, is just tell the people who you love that you love them, and people that you care about that you do care about them, and that these people in your life are super special to you because you never know when you will never talk to them again, see them again. And it's just, it's heartbreaking. Yeah. I grew up watching Full House, even though I was a late 90s kid, but I have season one all on DVD. Oh. And
did you guys watch Fuller House?
Yes, I was obsessed with both. I think it's such a funny show, and I think, I don't know. This one was hard.
Yeah, I think there were going to be some new shows. At least I heard some rumors. I don't really have any details on it, but he was, wrapped up some production on something.
Oh, yeah. He was constantly working. My favorite thing about Bob Saget is that, I mean, there's so many different sides to him, and, like, people see him, obviously, as the Full House dad, but he was raunchy.
Yeah.
He was a dirty comedian. Yeah. Like, it's just had so many. I feel like for a while he's kind of trying to like run away from that Danny Tanner image. Mm-hmm. And you watch his like stand up routines and it's filthy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But at the same time, he was Danny. Like he came back to Fuller mm-hmm. House. Right. It's like mm-hmm. he was able to do all of these yeah. things and balance them all. Because it's like, you know, all of us are multifaceted like mm-hmm. that. We're all kind of Danny Tanner and filthy at the same time. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got some epic appearances at, like, celebrity roasts,
mm-hmm.
Guest appearances on talk shows that are really, really great. Yeah, super, super funny.
Yeah, he's definitely mm-hmm. made his mark. Yeah.
I had no idea that he and John Mayer were, like, best friends.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, John Mayer shared a thing about how devastated he was. And that,
I don't know why
that
makes me laugh.
I know, it was a little bizarre, to be honest. But, yeah, but again, I think it speaks to, like, how big his influence was and yeah. how many people mm-hmm. he affected.
Yeah, his daughter shared the last text that he sent to the family, and it was, "Showtime, love you."
No.
And yeah, I was like, that's just so heartbreaking. No. Yeah. And I can't imagine, I don't think his wife has come out with a statement yet, but I can't even imagine what she's going through. God.
She did. She just released a statement to People Magazine on Tuesday. Yeah, and it was just about how devastated she is, and he's her whole world, and, you know, respect my privacy. Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey Ross, who's another comedian, talked about how there was a gathering at their house at Bob Saget's house with the cast from Full House and all of his mm-hmm. like closest friends and family, and they just all stood around the kitchen drinking and laughing mm-hmm. and crying together and stuff. And I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. someone who's been in that situation pretty recently of right. the mm-hmm. grieving gathering, you know, like I just know how hard that is. And
you're just kind of like in a daze the whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine like being hounded after by paparazzi and media yeah. and all yeah. that kind of stuff.
I saw some pictures too of the actual house that you see on the intro Full House. There was flowers all around the gate and everything. The gate does say private home, please.
The people living inside.
Please
are like,
be respectful.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, but there's flowers all around the gate, and gosh, I can't even imagine.
Well, I also want to pay my respects to Sidney Poitier.
Yeah,
who
that's
also
right.
passed at 94. He was I didn't see any of his movies only because, you know, they're pretty old, but I've known of Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
And you know, going to theater school, I've heard of, you know, studied. And, you know, he's the first black person to win an Oscar in 1964. You know, he died at, he passed at 94. So he had a long life and accomplished a lot in his life. He's won the Golden Globe, is a competitive British Academy of Film and Television and Arts, also known as BAFTA. He's won
so
Grammys for
films.
Spoken Word album. He did. I don't remember the name of the film, but it's kind of like Meet the Parents. It's who's
it's
coming
Guess
for
Who's
dinner?
Coming to Dinner.
That's
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they did like a remake of it with Ashton Kutcher and
Bernie Mac.
Is it Bernie Mac? Yeah,
yeah.
Called
yeah.
Guess Who. Yeah, it's based on.
Oh
yes.
Yeah. So yeah, he was in that film. I mean, he's just, you know, we're talking about legends,
mm-hmm.
and you know that's another one that's really made. You know, he's another person who's really definitely made a mark. In time.
And another guy who, like, just everybody posting was just all about how nice he was.
Yeah.
How kind mm-hmm. he was and how loving. And, man, it's like, we lost
all the good ones.
Good people.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
A couple weeks in and
yeah.
it's like, oh, like,
2012 all over
quick.
Again, the 10-year.
Jeez, right?
Don't do this.
Now I'm just thinking of, like, God, this is going to sound so messed up. Like, that celebrity death that's eventually going to happen that everyone's like, oh, yeah, we all collectively were like, well, they kind of sucked.
Yeah.
When Dustin Diamond died, like, I hate to be like that, but, like, remember Screech?
Yeah, we were all like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we were all like,
oh, sucked anyway.
Well, all right.
Well, I do want to move a little bit from this, you know, pay my respects to Bob Saget and Sidney Poitier, you know, legends in everything they've done.
Absolutely.
You know, made a mark, inspirations to many. And, you know, just happy that we are able to have things that we can reflect and remember them by. But you know something I wish didn't happen already in 2022 is knowing how people make their money on the side. And literally putting it on the side, like farting into a jar, putting it on the side and keeping it there for someone to purchase.
Okay.
So they can see me laughing.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you laughing? We're talking about death.
It's because I knew that's where Alex was going. Okay. I knew he was just trying to think.
I was really trying to drag this. So
we're laughing about Dustin Diamond. Yeah. And then Alex is like, I'm going to bring this back serious. So I was like, oh, crap. Like, maybe we were taking it in the wrong direction. And Alex is trying to bring us back.
No.
But then you brought up the farts. And then I was like, oh, no, wait. No, okay. We were
in
on the right.
In the back of my head, I'm like, how is Alex going to segue from this to the farts?
It was really hard. It was good. You did a good job. I was really, really hard. Anyways, if you're confused as to what we're talking about, star of 90 Day Fiancé, Stephanie Mato, was recently in the hospital for an interesting condition. Or at least it was what caused it was more interesting. She was in the hospital for heart issues.
Okay. Yes.
And it turns out that she was, all right. Okay. So
I'll back up.
It's just hard to talk about because like who does this? But 90 Day Fiancé star. If you don't know 90 Day Fiancé, you know, that's about people trying to find love in 90 days from people in other countries. And anyways, she's known to be this like YouTuber. Has her like YouTube page where she like does things.
She's really pretty.
She's pretty, yeah. But one of the things that she does, you know, as a side hustle.
I had to throw that in. I'm sorry.
She's pretty. Actually, in the last episode, she was trying to take a bath. She has this thing. She's trying to lose her celibacy. And so the way she initiates it is taking a bath with the people beforehand. It's 90 Day Fiancé.
Bubble bath, wife. You get it?
What? She's running her own jet stream.
Yeah, so yeah, I haven't got. So if
I would like to no longer be affiliated with this podcast.
She made her own bubble bath, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So pretty much, if you haven't caught it, she farts in a jar and sells it. And she's been doing too much of it and got heart problems.
Okay. So it looks like her diet was the day in the life of a fart jar girl content. Her diet was lots of protein shakes and cabbage stews in order to make herself just as gaseous as possible. She would rip ass into these jars and then sell them online. And she has made upwards of $200,000 selling her stanky jar fart juice.
People are into some shit, literally.
Yeah.
Like, what the?
Hey, what do we need to sell to get some money for this podcast?
So if you guys go to our Patreon right now, you can get Shauna's farts.
Listen, I got ideas. I can make this happen.
Taco Bell just launched their taco subscription service. So it'll be,
gorgeous girls are farting into jars this holiday season.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's obviously, you know, there's a market for it.
You know, good for her. Good for her.
Yeah, I mean, it is sad that she went to the hospital because of it. I wonder if she's going to continue. I wonder if they're
how
like,
do you fart into a jar?
Like, I wonder how much further would she have taken this? Like, do you then try to create perfumes? Are you eating specific, like, you know, in addition to this diet?
Ooh, like
are
scented.
You, yeah, like, is it strawberry and cinnamon? Ooh. Like what happens?
Oh, no.
Or just poop in a jar.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah, that's the next level.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
2021 was a hot girl summer. 2022 is a fart girl summer.
Yeah, it's gassy girl summer.
Yeah.
That's my time.
That's where all the heat went.
I've been drinking a lot of protein shakes anyway. I'm ready.
This reminds me of that. I guess she was a Twitch streamer and she was selling her like used bath water.
I got an email from some dude on Craigslist asking me to send him my old underwear. And my husband, I'm not joking, was like, just go buy some underwear at the store.
Honestly. And then just let it sit onto them, whatever.
Yeah, and just send it. I was like, babe, no, I have standards. He's like, I want money.
Do you
want
to forward me this guy's?
Actually, you never know. Imagine if they like they would have came back and like, oh, yo, geez, those are drawers.
Those ones,
yeah. Go get some.
Go get some. I just think, you know, she's a young entrepreneur, Stephanie, not Haley. I mean, Haley could be too. And the bills aren't going to pay themselves. It's been a really hard pandemic
for
all of us.
She does live in a big house.
Yeah.
In Connecticut. So those are pricey.
So, you know.
Wow.
She has to pay for it. Yeah.
Just maybe like space it out a little more. Maybe do a cleanse in between. Yeah.
You should be her consultant or something. Sounds like you.
Girl, call me. Years of gas right here. I could be your fart consultant. I feel like Bob Saget would be happy with us, you guys. I feel like he'd be listening. He'd be like, yep, this is good. That was a great segue.
Great follow-up.
This is great.
Moving on from the farts. The Pop Culture Junkies are announcing the Junkies Choice Awards. So, you know, we are asking our listeners to come up with a few category ideas that we could do. It could be anything, you know, what you're binging, or, you know, what, you know, crazy relationships happened, any really kind of category that you can think of. You know, we're looking for suggestions.
Which celebrities fart in a jar would you be tempted to buy?
That's a good one.
That's going to be one. Okay.
Which celebrity looks like they smell like a fart in a jar? Like, you know,
Machine
what I mean?
Gun Kelly.
Pete Davidson.
Done.
It's a tie.
Oh, man.
Any category you would have seen it, like, you know, MTV Movie Awards, stuff like that. You can draw from those for inspiration, but also come up with your own funny categories and send them to us.
Yeah, something. Lamest sex scene, worst fan service, best representation, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Anything. So, yeah, definitely are encouraging guys to send us some recommendations for some categories. All right. So, yeah, let's get we're here at the end of the show. It was quite the ride today.
That was quite
the ride. Yeah, it's the first time we're together, 2022.
Y'all had me laughing today.
No, yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Yeah, this is, you know, starting the year. Glad we all have each other and we're safe and healthy. Mm-hmm. Going on another day, you know, like, ready for this other year, this new year.
We are ready. We're ready. Eating lots of cabbage stew. Mm-hmm. We are prepared.
Take I got your some vitamins, mason jars.
Eat your cabbage.
Yep.
Mason
get ready
jars.
Make 20 jars.
Yeah, but let's close
I'm sorry,
out
I'm
with
not gonna let it go.
Let's close out with sharing where you can find us. Shauna?
You can find me, Shauna Trinidad, at Shauna Trinidad on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me, Nicole, on Instagram and TikTok at Nicole_Eldridge and on Twitter at NAEldridge14.
You can find me, Haley, on Instagram at 30NerdyThriving and on Twitter at 30NerdyPod.
And this is Alex. You can find me at ALCASNUN on Twitter and Instagram. You can catch the Pop Culture Junkies online at popculturejunkie.com, Facebook at Pop Culture Junkie Podcast. And don't forget to join our Pop Culture Junkie support group. Send those Junkie Choice Awards category ideas. Twitter at Pop Junkies and Instagram at pop.culturejunkies. Don't forget, join us again next week for another hit of pop culture.
Pop Culture Junkie is a production of Pop Culture Entertainment Group. All rights reserved.